Worship God, April 9th. Lovingly He counsels us. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Not by seeking a holy mountain or a sacred temple are men brought into communion with heaven. Religion is not to be confined to external forms and ceremonies. The religion that comes from God is the only religion that will lead to God. In order to serve Him aright, we must be born of the divine spirit. This will purify the heart and renew the mind, giving us a new capacity for knowing and loving God. It will give us a willing obedience to all His requirements. This is true worship. It is the fruit of the working of the Holy Spirit. By the Spirit every sincere prayer is indicted, and such prayer is acceptable to God. Wherever a soul reaches out after God, there the Spirit's working is manifest, and God will reveal Himself to that soul. For such worshipers He is seeking. He waits to receive them, and to make them His sons and daughters. Our meetings for worship should be sacred, precious occasions. Nothing that savors of an unchristian, unloving spirit should be permitted to enter, for do we not assemble to seek mercy and forgiveness from the Lord? And the Savior has plainly said, "With what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged." Who can stand before God, and plead a faultless character, a blameless life? Our meetings should be made intensely interesting. They should be pervaded with the very atmosphere of heaven. Let there be no long, dry speeches and formal prayers, merely for the sake of occupying the time. All should be ready to act their part with promptness, and when their duty is done, the meeting should be closed. This is offering to God acceptable worship.